Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jackie and Charlie Salip in Tampa, Florida, had noticed several packages that were supposed to be delivered to their house. They'd gone missing. They suspected the work of porch pirates. Thieves who were snatching packages from front steps, increasing rates all over the place. So, with a little help from their 9-month-old baby girl, they laid a creative and pungent trap.
The decoy package that they left out on their porch was stuffed with several used diapers and, sure enough, stolen. Jackie, Charlie, thank you for joining us. So you turned your infant baby into a weapon. You weaponized your baby girl. What gave you that idea?
Well, I saw a lot of videos. I had a lot of inspiration from YouTube. There's some really creative videos out there of people stuffing packages with a lot of disgusting things. And I figured we have a baby. We'll use, you know, what she has. It's free and comes every day. So, yeah, very fresh.
Yeah, you have a supply, so you might as well put
exactly.
It to work.
Endless supply. So I figured that would be like one of the best surprises they could get.
How many packages went missing before you thought, okay, we got to stop whoever this is?
Well, yeah, initially at first, we didn't know what the problem was. We just weren't getting the deliveries. And I was like, is there a problem with the address or is somebody taking them? So I asked my husband, can you put a camera up? We'll see what's going on. And then I said, let's have some fun with this. Let's put something out there that's really disgusting. See if someone takes it. I didn't think anyone was going to steal it. And he went to work, took the car. I was home alone with the baby, and we left it outside, and the camera was on there, and 2 hours later, it was gone.
So, Charlie, did you put up that camera?
Yes, I see it up there. Like, we had the camera in-house security system, like, with the camera inside the house. So, but when we noticed the missing packages, so I set the camera outside, facing outside, so I can catch whoever comes by the front door.
So did you see somebody come and actually take it, and did they look, or did they just run off with it to find the surprise later?
Yeah, there was a couple of kids, you know, I think they were teenagers. They looked kind of young. They were, like, kind of scoping out the area, came back, like, 10 minutes later. They ran up on bicycles, and they just ran up. They think they parked in the driveway, ran up to the front door, grabbed it, and left. So they were definitely looking around. I don't know if they actually saw the camera or not, but maybe one of them was trying to hide from it, but we still got them.
Now, has this been a growing problem in your neighborhood, or is it just you?
I've heard a lot of stories that it's a big problem in Tampa, but yeah, we've never had any problem before, so we thought it was really strange that we weren't getting our deliveries.
Have you offered mutual aid to the neighbors if they need it? Because you've got the baby, and it's still making, you know, diapers.
Yes, have you thought of turning your child over to the Pentagon, for example?
Well, no, I mean, if anyone needs it, we're definitely happy to make more packages if anyone asks.
Have you sat and thought when these teenagers who, you know, deserve this because they stole what could have been a UPS delivery or whatever, mm-hmm. what their face was like when they opened that? Does that bring you some joy?
Yeah, actually, I was a little bit disappointed not being able to see it. But at first we were really annoyed that someone took it. But then we were laughing a lot the same night, like thinking about the reaction they must have had when they opened it up. And I hope they poured it out when they opened it up as well.
Now, but I guess the real important question, though, guys, is did this stop it? I mean, or are your packages still vanishing?
No, we haven't had any problem ever since.
Ah, there's your solution. You said you've seen the YouTube videos. You're not the first parents to do the dirty diaper thing. We've also seen what, like glitter bombs where they explode up on your face when you open it. Is this fun for you to go online and watch? And what's it like to now Google yourself and see people writing about you?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not as creative or as handy as the guy who made the, I think he's an engineer. So we used what we had. And like I said, we're happy to make more packages. We also have two cats. We've got lots of cat litter if they don't like the diapers. So let us know.
And think about this. Someday when your child is old enough to understand, you will be able to look at her and say, you played a vital role in law enforcement.
Yes, we are going to tell her that her diapers made her famous.
All right. Jackie and Charlie Salib from Tampa, Florida. Thanks, guys.
I'm just trying to picture
the baby saved the holidays.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture the reaction of the whoever it was that made off with the package, and they opened it up expecting to find something great, and well, there it was.
Sorry, kids.